It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Joy Business Report. Coming up, International Monetary Fund assures Ghana of support to prevent debt restructuring with external creditors from dragging. Also in this bulletin, former Finance Minister Seth Tekwe attributes recent improvement in Ghana's economic fundamentals to the Bank of Ghana's zero financing of government budget, but warns economy is far from recovery. Plus, Cedi loses marginally grounds against dollar last week due to renewed corporate demand pressures, but analysts anticipate a stable forex market this week. We have details of these and many others for you shortly. Always a joy to come your way with the very latest in the world of business. I am Pius Kojo-Baka. The International Monetary Fund has assured Ghana of support to prevent debt restructuring with external creditors from dragging as a result of the push for equal terms by the creditors. The government is currently working to reach a final deal with bilateral and commercial creditors on the debt restructuring. However, there are fears the push for equal terms for all categories of creditors could drag the process and hurt Ghana's program and the economy. Abebe Selassie is the director of the African Department at IMF and has been speaking at a media engagement in Washington, D.C.
You know, speed at which debt has been reprofiled under the common framework, slower than as it is, has been quite good. Huh? And I think from one case to the other, we've seen an acceleration in terms of the effectiveness of the common framework. I think a really important initiative in this regard that we have taken as an institution is this Global Sovereign Debt Roundtable, which has been a forum where many of the intricate issues that have been coming up in individual country cases can be discussed. Issues include comparability of treatment. And, you know, I think how we can make progress is that making sure that more cross-cutting issues like comparability of treatment do not become a blockage to individual countries reprofiling cases. So we're hopeful that the GSDR can make progress in some of the issues that have been raised.
Abebe Selassie is the Director, African Department at the International Monetary Fund, speaking at the media engagement at Washington, D.C., USA. Still on the economy, former Finance Minister Seth Tekwe has attributed the recent improvement in Ghana's macroeconomic fundamentals to the Bank of Ghana's zero financing of the government budget. He believes this has been a major loophole in the nation's budget for several decades and needs to be resolved. Now, speaking to Joy Business, Mr. Tekwe said the economy is far from recovery and therefore warns the government to be efficient in spending to keep the fiscal economy stable.
In the case of inflation, it's a high because it's crossed 50% for the first time in many years, two or three decades. We have to go as far back as probably the 70s and 80s to see such a performance. We also know that such high was reached because of the central bank deficit financing. So the fact that the central bank has stopped or has been stopped from deficit financing to move towards zero, you know, financing of the budget, obviously will bring some discipline to the fiscal, which was being financed.
Former Finance Minister Seth Tekwe there. To one of our headline stories, and renewed corporate demand pressures saw the Cedi losing value to the dollar last week, increasing its year-to-date loss to about 1.5%. This is despite the Bank of Ghana's foreign exchange intervention. More in this report.
The Bank of Ghana sold $7 million on the spot market and auctioned $20 million to the bulk oil distribution companies in the forward forex auction. However, the local currency could not hold its ground against the American greenback. It lost 0.6% week on week to the dollar to settle U.S. dollar debt obligations and agricultural sector for seasonal restocking. The cedi also shed 0.64% week-on-week versus the pound, but remained stable against the euro on the retail market. Analysts expect the cedi to be relatively stable this week and during the Chinese holidays that will span from 9th February to 15th February. They believe corporate foreign exchange demand will be lower this week as importers have generally restocked in anticipation of the upcoming Chinese holidays.
Business Desk report more on the currency, and a currency analyst, Kwaku Akokumsen, is predicting a marginal depreciation of the cedi this year due to market volatilities. According to him, since 2024 is an election year, foreign investor participation in the market will be limited, thus having a toll on the cedi's performance. He was reacting to concerns about the cedi's woes deepening despite the $600 million inflow from the International Monetary Fund. He spoke to Joy Business.
Looking at the market, you realize that it's still, if I should use the word, mimicking some of the volatile portions or episodes we saw from last year, where demand is on and off in an undulating manner. And as such, we are likely to see such volatility as well in the market. And it's also good to keep in mind that this year being an election year, typically you would see foreign investor participation in markets quite limited, both on the fixed income side and also on the equity side. And as such, liquidity typically they would introduce into the markets to help stem all these demand pressures may be quite absent. Generally, for the cedi this year, we are likely to see a depreciating trend, although you realize that this trend is not as steep as we saw in the first quarter of last year.
Kwaku Akokumsen is a currency analyst. On that note, we shall go to the market quickly. And the cedi is going for 12 cedis 48 pesos to the US dollar in the retail market. It is selling at 15 cedis 58 pesos against the pound. It is, however, trading at 13 cedis 43 pesos to the euro. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. The Ghana Mine Workers Union is threatening to take over the operations of future gold resources at the last option if all necessary moves to get a new investor to manage the mining operations in Pristia and Bogoso fails. According to the union, the current management has been incompetent and the lack of financial capability to continue the mining operations. It is therefore cautioning government to take over and hand over the mines to another investor of investors who are capable to revive its operations. Abdul Mumin Gbagbana is the general secretary and has been speaking to Joy Business.
So our demand is that certainly not Future Global Resources must be allowed to put this mine under care and maintenance, when in fact there are potential investors who are ready to invest money into the mine and in fact to develop the mine into a world-class one. And so any attempt to put the mine under care and maintenance, I can assure you workers and the union will resist it vehemently. And if they are not minded of the caution or the advice we're giving now, then maybe the last option will be that we will take over the mine. Workers will take over the mine, whether legal or illegal, will take over the mine and ensure that we manage the mine henceforth.
Abdul Mumin Gbana is the General Secretary of the Ghana Mine Workers Union. Now, World Safer Internet Day is an annual event celebrated globally on February 6th, dedicated to promoting a safer and more responsible use of online technology. The day emphasizes the importance of creating a secure and positive digital environment for all users, especially children and young people. It serves as a reminder to raise awareness about online threats such as cyberbullying, identity theft, and malicious activities. In this report, my colleague Isaac Atasenyaku takes a look at some of the happenings on the cyberspace.
5.3 billion out of 8 billion individuals worldwide use the internet. This represents over 70% of the world's population. Additionally, over 96% use their mobile devices to access the internet, while 62% use laptops and desktops. In Ghana, There are over 23 million internet users, representing 68% of the total population, with an active social media population of 6.6 million. According to the Bank of Ghana, the country witnessed a 6% increase in cyber email fraud, totaling 1,622 incidents in 2022. With phishing attacks being one of the prevalent risks in Ghana's cyberspace and social engineering a common modus operandi, the Cybersecurity Authority has initiated several awareness campaigns to educate the public on cyber risks and their mitigations. Clearly, more needs to be done to ensure a safer internet space.
A report filed by my colleague Atase Nyaku there. To Investor Eye now, don't hesitate to report suspicious investment companies to the appropriate regulators, such as the Bank of Ghana or the Securities and Exchange Commission. On today's edition of Investor Eye, a senior manager in charge of the Risk Management Department at the Securities and Exchange Commission, Zakaria Haruna Baba, tells Joy Business what to do after one falls victim to a fraudulent investment scheme.
Yes. If you fall victim to these things, we encourage you to report the matter to us. In the first place, you report it to SEC. We have our lines. We have the website. When you go to the website, you have a complaint button that you can click in and then report this matter to us. You can also use the email address, the info@sec.gov.gh. You can report the matter to us. You can also call, you can also walk in to us. However, because these entities are not licensed, they are not regulated, we also encourage the public to report to the law enforcement agency. We have the IOCO, we have police, CID. You can report the matter to them. If they see that that issue falls under our mandate, they'll contact us.
Just got by was the senior manager in charge of the Risk Management Department at the Securities and Exchange Commission, Zakaria Haruna Baba, with today's edition of Investor Eye. Quickly to the commodities market, crude oil increased marginally to $78 a barrel this morning. Gold is selling at $2,026 an ounce after going up by almost $2. Cocoa is selling at $5,189 a ton after going up by $180 from yesterday's trading. Ending the Joy Business Report, back to you, Superman Kojo Yangsen.
All right, okay. Our people have chosen. Mm. Yes, they say we should play Maverick City.
Okay.
Yeah. We like Maverick City. Yeah. They are not bad. And this one is called In the Room. It features Tasha Cobbs. Yeah, it's for you and the team. Enjoy yourselves and please sip your breaths all day. Okay, breathing kitty. Somebody was advising us to wear face masks.
Yeah.
In fact, today we'll get some education on whether that is helpful, whether that protects you in any way from the polluted air. I know in Asia, they used to do that a lot.
Mm.